This is Earl Thomas, The Voice, bringing you another episode of On the Casting Couch. Today, my guest is Adam Fettick. I understand who's a wrestler in some of his low moments.
That's right.
High moments.
We all come from somewhere. I came from the world of professional wrestling.
Can't wait to hear about that. Now, in RadioComedyShows.com, you had roles in Bar Trek 2.
That's right.
Max the Bartender.
Uh-huh.
Sky High Hawkins and Captain of the Troll Spaceship.
Yes, that's right.
Now, I see you're a man of many talents. Besides being very creative and becoming involved in RadioComedyShows.com, what was your experience at Storm Wrestling Academy?
That was a really interesting experience. So I got into wrestling initially as a fan. I just started watching it on TV, and one of my friends who I used to work with at a summer job, he was into it as well. So our passion just fed off one another, and eventually we decided, hey, we should go, you know, we enjoy this much. We love it this much. This is something we should consider doing as a career. So we looked online. My partner, he became my tag team partner. He found the Storm Wrestling Academy in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Calgary is kind of the capital of wrestling in Canada since the days of the Hart family with Brett and Owen and Davey Boy and Jim the Anvil and the infamous dungeon that all those guys trained at with the patriarch of the family, Stu Hart. So we figured if we want to get trained, we should go there. And Lance Storm, before he opened his own academy, the Storm Wrestling Academy, he was actually the guy who was training all the next generation of WWE superstars. So guys like Randy Orton, Brock Lesnar, John Cena, when they were starting to come through and get trained themselves, Lance Storm was the one who was actually training them. So his pedigree was impeccable. We figured this guy's the best in the business. Let's go to him.
Yeah. All right. Now, do these names ring any bells, or is it too far back? Like Gene Kaniski, Whipper Billy Watson, Eric Froelich?
Actually, when I was very, very small, before I was even aware of it, I actually took a ferry ride with Gene Kaniski, and my mom pointed him out to me because he also lived on Vancouver Island, same as us. So unbeknownst to me, I met a wrestling legend that day.
Wow. Wow. Now, back in 2000, I took a day course with Marcy Goldberg for voice acting.
Yes.
I see you also took her workshop with Scott McNeil back in 2009. What were your impressions of the workshop, and how did this get you ready for your roles in Bar Trek 2?
Yeah, that was really my first experience in a studio environment, seeing how it worked with the team, with the actors, the directors, and the sound techs, seeing it all come together. That was kind of the first, my initiation really into this world. So that workshop with Marcy and Scott was so good because you could see the amount of life and energy that it takes to bring characters to life, but also the amount of life and energy that doing that gives a creative person. It just puts that fuel in your tank, particularly with Scott McNeil. He's such an energetic guy, and what you can see while he's performing, that energy and that love and that life just brims out of him.
And did you get to do like a demo like you could take home? Because that's what happened for me. You know, we
yes.
did some script, and yeah, that's awesome.
Yes,
isn't
I think
it?
I think the script I had that day was a mock commercial for a Tim Hortons sandwich, and I had to I had to make it sound like I was trying to seduce the sandwich.
Ooh.
And that was and that was really challenging for me, but I managed to pull it off.
I'd love to hear that someday.
Yeah.
Now, I see you being involved in Thrash and All-Star Wrestling and North and Elite Canadian. Mm. Tell us about your wrestling experience and what you enjoyed most about it. Did you win a lot?
Yeah, gosh, I mean, it was such a great experience coming through the local promotions, getting to work with guys like Scotty Mack and Michelle Starr and Disco. I mean, guys that if you've been to any shows around the Lower Mainland, you know, you've seen these guys perform. It was really great, a great life experience as well to be able to work with these guys who come from all walks of life. But then when it's a game time, we all put on a show for the crowd. I mean, like anything with all these events, like some events, so I remember like wrestling in front of hundreds and hundreds of people, and the crowd is going insane, and they're into everything you do, and it's awesome, and there's so much energy. But at the same time, you have to be willing to give that same amount of energy when it's, you know, 15 people, 10 people, 5 people, and everything's kind of, the wheels are falling off the wagon in terms of the, you know, the attendance, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But as a performer, it's your job to go out there and give the same effort and put on the same level of performance. Actually, one of my favorite matches of all time was a mixed tag match wherein I was, in the end, I was the villain, and I was pinned by the female the female on the good guy team, who was Veronica Weiss, and my partner Colin Kuttner. They ended up winning the match, and Veronica Weiss pinned me, which was crazy, unheard of, that the woman would pin the man. But everyone loved it. It was such a good match. We put it together so well, but it was only like 15 people that saw that match. It was It was one of us extremely small attended event, but we gave it our all,
and it delivered.
We delivered the goods, and those 15 people saw one of the best matches of my career.
Wow! Tell us about the experience of the roles you played, like Max the bartender, Sky High Hawkins, captain of the troll spaceship. Does one stand out over the other as a favorite?
Oh, they were also fun, and that's what's one of the advantages of being kind of one of these filler performers, is that because I wasn't one of the main protagonists of the story. I wasn't locked into doing one role, so I was able to do like four or five different parts. I even did the role of George Clooney last minute as well. I jumped in and did that once. Max was really fun just because he had that kind of Star Wars cantina vibe going for him. So he's just kind of like the guy running the cantina, doing his job. He has like all these girls coming in all the time, just kind of corralling them. And these girls are dime a dozen, so it's just another day in the office for him. Sky High Hawkins was fun too, just being the intergalactic stoner, you know, like, oh my gosh, this ship's got good stuff, man. I want them brownies, you know?
Oh, that's good. That's good stuff.
It was all fun. It was all good.
Yeah. Now, since you were in modeling and wrestling, how did you adjust to becoming a cast member at RadioComedyShows.com?
Yeah, it's really interesting that I kind of took the path that I did. I believe that God kind of walked me through this journey and built my skill set as I went. So I started out getting into photography as a hobby, and that led me into modeling, which I believe is really just a kind of split second acting. You know, you're making short films that are one frame per film. Through that, I kind of got into the performing world. That led me to wrestling. Wrestling's where I really kind of got my flow and got comfortable in front of a crowd and being able to. That's really where I learned the skill of improvisation, because that's what wrestling is. It's visual communication, it's physical communication, but improvisational communication. And that led me to the performing scene here in Vancouver, and that led me to the film and voice acting work. And voice acting, I really, really enjoyed most of all, just because you can make choices as a voice actor that you can't make on film, because no one sees you, which is a pro and a con. The con being that you don't have the subtlety of your expression to draw upon, but the pro is you can do whatever physically it takes to convey that emotion, and choices you can't make when people can see you.
Right, right. And in your modeling experience, what was your most exciting and enjoyable client?
Ooh, I entered a competition in 2007, the Faces West competition here in Vancouver. And it was a bit of like a modeling / acting competition, so there's elements of both. I placed about kind of middle of the pack in the modeling side of things, but with the acting, I was by far the crowd favorite. I could do a monologue on anything I wanted to do, so I chose a scene from School of Rock by Jack Black.
I know that one. Yes,
it was so fun to do. I knocked the socks off of that, and it was so enjoyable. Just, again, to get that reaction from a live crowd, it's nothing better than that.
Oh yeah, the adrenaline, eh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Now, what are your future goals and plans, and what steps are you're making to accomplish them?
Yeah, I'd say my future goals would be to continue to develop as a communicator. People often, I love that fact that I came from the pro wrestling world, because people often write it off like, oh, you know, it's all just fake, you know, right? Well, it's like, yeah, well, so is Star Wars, so is Shakespeare, man. I love the fact that I came from there, because it really brought me into the fray as a well-rounded communicator. So I want to continue to develop my skills as a communicator, whether it's, you know, doing a wrestling match or doing a voice acting performance, or, you know, hosting people at a church service. Like, it's all just communication, and it's all the same skill set, just with different delivery styles. So for me, one of the things I'm most passionate about is to continue to develop my communication skills, so I can inspire people to reach greater heights and make their lives better.
Great. Now, you're involved in some music in the church, aren't you? And you lead some music, or is that correct?
No. No. I work at a church downtown in Vancouver, Coastal Church. I'm one of the pastoral assistants, so I assist one of the pastors there, Pastor Karen. So I assist her with all of her projects. I definitely don't assist with the music side of things, because that's the one part of my skill set that does not exist.
Adam, it's been It's been a blast talking with you. I really appreciate you taking the time today. Have a great day.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. It's been great getting to know you.